This is called magic sword. We've got a metal sword here that we're going to insert into this hole. Now, we're going to cut through this sword with the help of the pirate here. I'm going to cut through in 1, 2, 3. How does that work?
Hi, my name is Ramu. I'm a puzzle collector and I run a shop called Puzzletopia. We've got 3,000 puzzles here from over 30 different countries. I got started on puzzle collecting as a young kid. I was gifted some puzzles by teachers and my parents. Some of them were hand-me-downs from my elder sister. And that really sparked my interest in solving puzzles of a physical nature. There are abstract puzzles, logic puzzles, word searches, mazes, jigsaw puzzles, Rubik's cubes, and so on. I particularly gravitate towards hands-on puzzles, which we call mechanical puzzles. Firstly, because they're physical and very tactile. I'm a very tactile person. This is one of the oldest puzzles that we have. The goal is to get these jockeys racing on the two donkeys at the same time. How would you solve this puzzle? If you notice, these donkeys are bending down in a very weird position. And the reason is because these two parts don't belong to the same donkey. These two belong to one donkey, and we're going to place the jockeys this way. And there we go. What inspired me to start Puzzletopia is because puzzles are not so accessible to the general public. They can get really expensive. So I was thinking, how can we make it more accessible for everybody to enjoy the world of mechanical puzzles? And the way that it came to me was to make it a rental system. People can borrow these puzzles, solve it, and then return for more. Besides the rental, we also wanted to have a nice space for people to come sit here and puzzle, where they would get the guidance of our facilitators.
If it doesn't come out, you can push it back in a bit.
If and then try people are left to puzzle on their own, they may be frustrated. So if we can just give them a little hint, that really makes the experience a lot more pleasant.
Ah, that's it.
Recently, you passed me the cricket box here.
Oh, yes, the cricket box.
I thought it couldn't be open until one of the, I think Yunsa figured out how to open it. We have a book on it now as well.
Okay.
Many of these are donated. One in particular I want to mention is my mentor, Jerry Liu, who's donated over 800 puzzles single-handedly.
I'm Jerry and I'm a puzzle collector and designer. Most of my collection came from overseas. Am I the original collector since 1996? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, puzzling I think has been around in Singapore in different forms. But in terms of mechanical puzzles, I think probably I would be one of the first few.
32 steps.
Kalgoori, they are so beautiful. Sometimes you just don't want to touch them. You just want to display them nicely and just look at them. Kalgoori is fantastic. The Japanese craftsmen are really, really very good. I think mid-2011, I started my own personal blog about puzzle collecting and to show off my puzzles. Whenever I managed to solve a puzzle, or even if I didn't solve a puzzle, I would post something about it. It also was a means for me to communicate with other puzzle enthusiasts. And a lot of them would write in and say, could I have the solution for this? I've been struggling with this puzzle for a long time. And I would happily send them the solution or give them some tips on how to solve or where to buy. It felt good to be able to share information like this. The object is to bring this piece out, right, without turning it upside down.
Right.
And just to try to lift this up. But you can't lift it up with your finger, you see.
Right.
So what is the way to get this piece out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is good for children, actually, and even for adults.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to demo?
If I remember correctly, you got to blow some air through there. Well, when Ramu called me, he shared his story about how he found me and that he had just left the university at that point in time. And he said he was interested in puzzles and he was keen to use puzzles to reach out to the community. So I thought that was very commendable because this is not just a person who was interested in puzzles for puzzle's sake, but he wanted to do something that was a social good.
We have been doing outreach with several different groups. Most recently, the Stroke Support Station, where we reach seniors and stroke survivors. Some of them had multiple strokes, are wheelchair bound. And what we do is we bring these puzzles down to their place, engage them over several sessions for cognitive therapy. I have been noticing Puzzletopia becoming a third space, a very casual hangout space for people to get to know one another. We have our customers becoming volunteers here. They come here to guide other folks with the puzzles they are working on. That has been very interesting to follow over the past few months.